This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9, and that was Don't Stop Believing, a great version of it. I mean, I love the resurgence that song has had after Glee.
Okay, do you know, I just heard that Glee's coming to Netflix, Dean.
Oh, God help us all. I couldn't even finish the first, the original series. I don't have to see it on my stream.
Kind of went downhill very quickly, didn't it?
Well, and joining us. And now we are getting on the dial and speaking to Brett Lasham from the Laird Hotel. Hey, Brett, how's it going?
Hey, good. Thank you, Dean. How are you guys? How are you going?
We're doing really great. Now, right now, the pub's not open yet, but right now you've been receiving all of the artwork this afternoon, haven't you, for the Men on Men art exhibition and competition.
We've been in already, and we've got some people in right now dropping some more off, some great artwork. So it's the exciting part. The doorbell's going off.
So you must be really excited to see all the different types of artwork that are coming in.
Absolutely,
so you can see it all. Is there any standout for you so far?
Your favourite, Dean. Just think My Little Pony on acid, and it's probably going to be your favourite one.
I mean, that's a big call because I normally like a lot of the artworks. For listeners that don't know, the Men on Men Art Competition is a competition that's held every year at the Laird Hotel. It coincides with Vic Bear's Southern Hibernation, and it's a great exhibition and competition that acknowledges the diversity of the customers. It used to just be artworks expressing masculinity in the community, and now it's open to cis and transgender expression for trans men. Of what masculinity means. I think Brett's very busy at the hotel.
What are you doing there, Brett?
So I think he just, I'm trying to show someone how to print off an application form. You summed it up beautifully.
It is a really busy day at the hotel because, you know, just for one afternoon, all the artworks come streaming in, and that's what's happening tonight. Now, this Saturday, Brett, you actually have the open day of the Men on Men Art Competition, don't you? This Saturday afternoon,
we do, yes.
You've got a gender-inclusive afternoon where everyone's welcome to come and check out the art.
Exactly, yes, from 2 till 6 this Saturday. Yeah, anyone gender-inclusive, anyone... He's looking to bring along friends, family, and all that sort of stuff to check it out. And it's a good chance for anyone just to check out the Laird if they haven't, or them or their friends who don't identify as male haven't had a chance to check out just the Laird in general. It's a really good, cool social day. So
why is it that you love keeping the Men on Men Art competition going and alive each and every year and keeping this expression of masculinity going?
It's a good question. I mean, 11 years ago when Mark and I took over, we sort of fell into being the caretakers of the competition. It started years and 25 years ago with Vic Bear.
Yeah, a long time ago.
But we just do it because, look, I'm not an art person, but at first it was doing it because you run the Laird and therefore you, by default, you run the art competition. And now it's just, if someone said I'll outsource it for free, I'd still do it. I'd still facilitate it because it's just so much fun putting it all together, getting it all up. And with the help of, you know, some others who, volunteers who are in tonight and Friday night when it's crazy hanging and everything, it's just great. The final day, like tonight at 8 o'clock when the entries have closed and I don't take any more entries, I just sit there with a double whiskey and I just look around the room, the bar that's closed with all the artwork, and I just look at it and I just smile and I go, cool, this is good community stuff.
So it must be really exciting as well to see the different expressions and art, expressions of art and what masculinity means to different people. I know through the years that we've had people do photography, we've had people do little installation 3D artworks, we've had paintings, we've had digital sketches. So it must be really exciting to see the different forms everyone takes on the theme of masculinity and what that means.
Yeah, exactly. It can be, as far as mediums or that goes, it can be daunting when you see someone walking with a 3D object and go, how the hell am I going to do that? You know, where am I going to put that, first of all, so that drunk people, not that people get drunk, but so that tipsy people don't go and touch that piece of artwork or something because they think it's some sort of interactive installation. But it's really good to see all that. And as far as the content goes, it's been good over the last few years to see it really, you know, with gender awareness, I guess. It's been good to see people go, cool, we can go a bit, you know, we can allow a bit more than it used to. The Laird used to be very sort of mask-only sort of thing.
Yeah, so
and we can let more things in. And quite often mask meant not very fun.
As the narrative of the space has changed as well, because you guys are now have gone out of your way to be make sure that you're letting people know that you're a space for cis and trans and gender diverse identifying men at the Laird. And that's also changed what the idea of masculinity and the idea of the artwork means as well, which makes it really exciting.
It all flows on. Yeah, and it really brings us back to that My Little Pony on acid thing that I said earlier. Exactly, yeah.
Well, I look forward to popping in tonight and seeing what it's all about. Now, there's also a competition aspect of, well, it's not just a matter of coming down and looking at the artwork. People actually get to put a bid in for the people's choice for the artwork that they like the most this Saturday,
Saturday. Saturday is the open day, is the only time for voting for people's choice, yeah. So they can come along and vote for their favourite two works. And, yeah, so there's a prize for that. And so both winners, the grand prize winner voted by judges from Joy, such as yourself and the Sunday Arts guys, others from the guys from Tacit Gallery, they'll be voting for the grand prize, and then there's People's Choice, and both get to exhibit their own works in January for their own exhibition, yeah.
How much artwork have you gotten into in so far? Because I always feel like I'm going to bring it after work, but it sounds like a lot's been
going through. No, after work can be busy, like 6 o'clock. We've probably got 20 artists and about 30 works all up.
Oh, wow, so, that's fantastic.
Yeah. So we're about halfway there, halfway to the normal, yeah.
Halfway there, living on a prayer.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Well, Brett, we'll let you keep on going because it sounds like the artworks are coming through fast and strong, but we can't wait to get on down to the Lair this Saturday afternoon for the gender-inclusive open day of the Men on Men
Art
Competition.
Thank you very much, and thanks to Joy for supporting as well. It's been great.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Brett. So you can get along to the Lair this Saturday afternoon and you can see these artworks. I can't wait to stick my nose in and have a look. If you were to create an artwork, Robbie, where it was a celebration of masculinity, what do you reckon you would do?
I would probably not, because I'm terribly uncreative and not very good at those.
Well, your husband's actually
done
really well in the competition, hasn't he?
Dave has been a part of the competition a few years. I don't think he's submitted this year, but he's done sculptures in the past and drawings. He's a fantastic illustrator. So it is very interesting, and it's always great to see. Of course, all these artworks are on display all month.
Yeah.
So it's really great to being able to get down to the Lair and have a look at people's different interpretation of what does men on men mean.
Well, it used to be men on men, and now it's what masculinity means. And I've always wondered, if I was going to enter, I would probably do some kind of mix on it. I think I like the idea that masculinity doesn't have to be one thing. I think a lot of people have this idea that the Lair is this hard place with old men all in their leather chaps, and it's all old Tom of Finland and all of that kind of stuff, but actually it's not. And an expression of what masculinity doesn't have to be hard. It can be soft, it can be feminine, it can mean so many different things. So I'm really excited to get on down and see that artwork.
Yay!
So you can do that too this Saturday afternoon at the Laird Hotel. You can get along and check out the Men on Men Art Competition. If you can't get down to the Gender Inclusive Open Day, just as Robbie said, the artworks are being displayed for the next few weeks during Southern Hibernation, so you can pop along and check them out.
And put your votes in. You get to decide who...
Well, voting Saturday Arvo.
Yes, so voting on Saturday, get your votes in and see who gets to have their own exhibit and might be joining us later.
That's right, they get to exhibit during midsummer. Oh, yeah. The art just doesn't stop. Get your arts. Get all your arts.
What is art, Dean?
What is art? Well, that's a whole other question.
Is art?
We would need another 2.5 hours for that. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.